Hey, it's that wild woman, Annie Dugan, joining us on the phone to tell us where we might find art. It is that time of year where folks are here and gone and taking kids to college and going off on vacation and returning. So, Annie, we need you to catch us up a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, there's some really fun events, and then I do also want to talk about signing up for art classes because I don't want to say it's time to think about fall, but, you know, it can be in the back of your head anyway. But this Thursday, Galen Lee is going to perform a free concert at the Duluth Art Institute at our Lincoln Park site. There's a fabulous building that the Duluth Art Institute runs education programming in. It's an old Carnegie Library, and it has this beautiful, great room that just everyone, when you're in it, you just feel warm and cozy and part of the awesome Duluth community that we have. And Galen Lee is sort of she embodies that in her music and in her work. And she is giving a concert as part of the enhancement series that is going on with Tim White's In and Out of Context show. So that is Thursday at 7 p.m. At the Duluth Art Institute. And then Saturday at the Tweed, Jeffrey Larson has an exhibition up right now. Jeffrey does realism and does just amazing, amazing work. My favorite piece in the show is this vacuum cleaner, actually, and the way he's captured the light on the vacuum cleaner, the form of it. You know, vacuum cleaners actually have been around in the art world for since they were invented, and kind of. So I think it's a great nod to their art historical legacy, but also very much about the domestic space that they inhabit, and also just about celebrating their beauty and form. And so I'm excited because this talk, it'll be about his art and his work, and he's doing some really interesting things he's starting an art school in the community. But he's going to talk about the science of realism, which I think is really interesting, and the science of paint and how things, you know, how you can play tricks as an artist, or, you know, that maybe, or how you can relate to audiences as an artist is maybe a nicer way of putting it. But I love that he's incorporating sort of the science aspect on things. So that's Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Tweed. And then Sunday, Perk Place, I know your favorite coffee shop, is opening a new show called Canoe Skate. And this is, you know, you talk about people being out and about, and this is sort of the time of year everyone's making sure they get one last trip up to the Boundary Waters. This is a fabulous show to celebrate that. This is Gary, who does amazing work out in the natural world. I mean, you think about lugging everything. Well, he lugs everything plus all of his camera equipment. And you look at these photos and these images and you're just sort of transported to peace and that feeling of, you know, a 7 a.m. canoe ride on the lake and what that feels like. So that's Sunday at the coffee shop. And then, like I said, it is fall. You know, it's not, it's maybe, you know, two exits ahead, five exits ahead.
It's pre-fall.
It's a good idea to start thinking about the amazing classes that are all around Duluth. There's a new group called the Duluth Folk School that is really about doing things with your hands and learning how to make things. They're doing an amazing schedule of programming. The Duluth Art Institute, I was just at the Duluth Art Institute's fiber camp for kids, and they are doing, the Fiber Guild has an amazing space in the basement of the depot. They have, I think, up to 10 looms that people can use, and they're doing a bunch of weaving classes this fall, and I think it's a really fun way of just dipping your toe into that fiber world, because it's really, when you think about making and you think about bringing together color, texture, you know, the physical object, I love what fiber can do. And so they're offering just a one-day weaving class, which is a great way to sort of jump in and try it out. And then there's also a beginning weaving class. So those are a couple that I would recommend for folks. And then Amy Varsek, the education director at the Duluth Art Institute, this is the second year that she's offering a class called Big Art for Littles. And it's for toddlers and older. So, but pre-K and their parents. And it's just a great way to interact with art, sort of try and see what art does to our learning brains. It's, I almost think it's great for both the kids and the adults. So I would highly recommend that as well. So,
see, I'm kind of curious. Now, if Truman, oh, he's not quite a senior in high school yet.
Yeah, not quite.
I lose track of how old he is exactly, but this sounds like something that you would definitely be on board with.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to collect him up. And is he quite ready for this yet? He's going to be two or three.
He's going to be two in October.
Two.
It's probably better for a three-year-old. But, you know, it's, I don't think it's ever too young to start art and watching. You know, I think it's as much about getting your kid involved as your kid watching you be involved, too. You know, it's a great bonding thing to be creative together and just have that way of opening up and exploring together. I think it's a perfect way of connecting with your kid. Art connects us all, and it can certainly connect parents and their kids. So
I'm thinking I want to spend a little time with him, and maybe he and I can sit down and we can make some art by mashing Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I love that.
I think that's the kind of thing that would make all of us happy in lots of different ways.
Yes, absolutely. Food and art and spread all over.
I'm liking it.
Our favorite phrase at the Art Institute is, we get messy. We're not afraid of messes.
That is an excellent motto, I think.
Yes.
Gonna make a note of that, may adopt that for myself. Annie, thanks so much for talking to us. It's always great to have a schmooze with you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our regular guest on Mondays for Where's Art, right here on Northland Morning.